This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 8 for Wednesday, March 6, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. Today, we're going to feature the most recent Superintendent Spotlight. The Superintendent Spotlight has quickly become one of our favorite projects. It airs every 2 weeks on the LPS Facebook page, and Communications Director Mary Kay Roth sits down with Steve Joel to talk about current hot topics and what's coming up within our schools, along with a question from a student.
And the student question this week has Dr. Joel remembering his own high school experience and what helped him be successful as a student. So that's coming up. But first, let's take a look at the headlines on our LPS website. Brian, did you know there's currently close to 1,000 young men and women under the age of 21 living in Lincoln who have dropped out of school at some point and have not re-enrolled?
No, I did not know.
I know, that's a shocking number. Well, there is a pilot program that offers a different pathway to high school diploma, and we got a story about that on our website. It was written by Jason Keyes. He went and visited one of these night classes. They meet on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's hosted at the Bryan Community Focus Program. And again, this is a pilot program that we're trying. Students must already have 200 of the 245 credits required to graduate, and there are about one-tenth or about 100 of those 1,000 students I mentioned earlier that dropped out that actually qualify for this program. And it's just one more way for us to try to get students to that finish line, across that finish line, and get that high school diploma that is so important. Classes include oral comm, financial literacy, and work experience, and the program produced its first graduate in November.
That's excellent. I'm sure that there's kids that have dropped out and would like to graduate, know they need to graduate, and feels like just this hopeless sort of thing. And to have a program here that leads the way to graduation is awesome.
Gives them a little bit of hope. And also on our website, we have the science fair. You had a child participate in the science fair this last week.
Yes, it's fantastic out there. Just a lot of fun and a real buzz around the Lancaster Event Center when that goes on.
Held every year at the Lancaster Event Center, and it's sponsored by Zoetis and GSK. The science fair is for 5th through 8th grade students. We had more than 300 entries, and there were some very interesting ones out there. We've got that photo gallery on our website. You can scroll through and see some of those innovative. Speaking of innovative projects, we are also, LPS is innovative this month during the month of March. Whether they're creating a thought-provoking masterpiece artwork, essays, composing a stirring musical number, finding a solution to a perplexing math problem, or investigating the why to enhance understanding, our students and teachers are proving every day why LPS is innovative. Brian, what else is going on this week?
Oh, there's so much going on this week. Tonight, Northeast is having another showing of their play Skelling, which is based on a fantasy child's novel about a boy that's already in a bit of turmoil between school and trips to the hospital due to a prematurely born sister when he and his friend discover this mysterious, grumpy, sick guy hanging out in the garage. Sounds pretty crazy.
Interesting.
It does sound interesting. Made me almost think of like a Neil Gaiman book or something.
Oh, so, definitely.
There's one tonight and there's still one on Friday. Those are at 7:30. Thursday, Lincoln High is having an instrumental band concert Thursday night in their Sorensen Theater. The boys basketball tournament, of course, you'll notice by the traffic, is starting tomorrow. And those games are happening at Northeast, East, Devaney, and the Pinnacle Bank Arena. And of our own high schools, number 7 ranked North Star will be playing the 2-seed Creighton Prep. That's at 2 p.m. tomorrow down at the arena.
Good luck to the Gators.
Absolutely. Friday, the Arts and Humanities Focus Program is having their art show, and that's from 5 to 7. Saturday, speech district contests are going on. That's over at Southwest High School. And there are seniors that are directing their one-act plays up at North Star at 7 p.m. And then PSA, public service announcement, Sunday morning, the time change. This is the one where you lose an hour, so sorry about that, but remember to adjust your clocks. And then, of course, Monday starts spring break. And if you can believe it, next Thursday, spring sports, soccer, baseball, track and field, all that stuff kicks off. And so that'll be going on around town.
Doesn't really feel like spring out there right now.
It does not. This snow needs to go somewhere before that happens.
Definitely. Well, let's go back to this week's LPS Live Superintendent Spotlight that we're going to feature on today's podcast. Dr. Steve Joel provides comments on the latest Board of Education work session presentation that was on the high school focus programs that was done by Dr. Matt Larson. And that's something that the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee has been looking into. Dr. Joel also thanks our talented and amazing teachers. As you know, tomorrow is our annual thank you teacher breakfast where we get to honor 5 teachers at the Governor's Mansion. That's always such a great event. And then Dr. Joel answers a student question. Take a listen.
Welcome to Lincoln Public Schools Superintendent Spotlight. This is our opportunity every couple weeks to have a conversation with LPS Superintendent Steve Joel. Welcome to the Spotlight, Dr. Joel.
Glad to be in the Spotlight.
And you notice it's March 1st. That has to mean spring is out there somewhere.
Really? I just heard the 2-week forecast. It doesn't look like spring to me.
Oh, man alive. I am Mary Kay Roth, Director of Communications at Lincoln Public Schools, and I am the host of this program. Dr. Joel, I'd like to start by talking about an incredibly interesting work session that the Board of Education held earlier this week. They heard results of the most complete evaluation we've ever done on the existing LPS focus programs. They specifically looked at 5 programs: the Science Focus Program, Zoo School, Arts and Humanities, the Career Academy, International Baccalaureate Program at Lincoln High, and the Junior ROTC at Northeast. There was a lot of information presented, so we're going to rely on you to break it down a little. Tell us what your important takeaways were of what they discovered about the existing focus programs.
So I think as a backdrop, you know, we're a choice school district, right? So we want to give our parents and our students maximum opportunities to engage themselves in things that they're interested in. But as, like any other program, they have to be evaluated. So we have those 5 concepts that are out there throughout the city. TCA is the one that everybody wants to talk about. You know, we went from 300 students to, I think they're expecting between 650 and 7 this year. But what our Board of Education asked me to do, and what I was very interested in doing as we head into this next facility plan that ultimately is going to bring on new schools, before we consider other options, one, let's evaluate what it is that we have today, how effective is it, and what are enrollment trends, how do people feel about it, what kind of a service are we providing not only our students and our families but the greater community? And then secondly, how does that portend or portray us and our interests as we go forward looking at other concepts? So I want to give great kudos to Dr. Larson and his team. I mean, you're right. This was the most comprehensive evaluation ever. And what we found is that our kids love it. Our parents love it. We've got a lot of community buy-in. It's leading to internships and mentorships. For the most part, we're pretty close to capacity. While we always have room for additional students, the ones that are there are our core. I mean, they're committed, they're doing well. And we're seeing the outcomes, you know, the results. I mean, Matt, Dr. Larson shared the other day that ACT scores are higher in the focus programs and average daily attendance and graduation rates are a little bit higher. So, you know, we're seeing some residual benefits that choice represents. And it stands to reason. Kids wake up in the morning, they're studying what they're interested in doing. We have great teachers that are provoking tremendous thought. And then we're lining that up with business interests. So choice is alive and well within Lincoln Public Schools, but we also feel like there's an awful lot more we can do. So the second part of that study was what the board has asked me, and of course I rely on others as well as myself, what's out there in America that we ought to be considering that could be beneficial to Lincoln students and Lincoln community? And he created a sort of a honeycomb around 7 or 8 career fields. So one of the things that we're doing right now with our Superintendent's Facility Advisory Council is really thinking about if we're going to build a new high school or a new high schools or a different kind of a concept, what are those choices and what are those options that we could bring in that would be value adds in Lincoln that would serve those dual purposes of student interest, student engagement, but also, you know, community enterprise. I'm really excited about what the future might hold.
I was excited about some of the recommendations they had, because I had a daughter who went to arts and humanities, and so I was really excited that they discovered what I already knew, that those focus programs are engage kids so well. So some of the recommendations were specifically about going forward, they were endorsing more focus programs.
Well, they are, but I think the recommendation is not to do them as standalones, because yes. we are pretty much tapped out. If you look at national percentages of how many students in a 6 high school, you know, let's say we've got 12,000 kids, 13,000 kids in high school, how many are apt to go to standalones? In other words, give up their homeschool environment to do something else. So I think the future is going to be embedding these concepts into our newer schools and then our existing schools, and asking our leadership to really do a good survey in terms of, you know, what might your students be interested in. But let's wait till the SFAC comes out with their recommendations first, because they represent our business and interests in the community, and they'll tell us, you know, what's timely, what's, we call them hot jobs with high skills. So what are those double H's that are out there? So I think the future is so exciting. I mean, I am excited about what education is going to represent in the future. We're moving much more to a personalized learning experience and away from, this is going to insult some people, I'm afraid, but the assembly line approach that we've done, you know, where all kids get everything basically at the same time. I think in the next decade, within Lincoln, within Nebraska, and around the country, we're going to be much more personalized.
I'm with you. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting to watch what happens in high school education. What has not changed are the value of teachers, which means next week is Nebraska Teacher Recognition Day. That's a day that we ask students, former students from across the community, to tell us, write us letters about why, tell us about a favorite teacher and why they are special. Take a moment and tell us about a favorite teacher of yours and how they inspired you, impacted you.
He was my sixth grade elementary teacher, and his name was Mr. Adler. I don't remember what his specialty area was, because we were kind of departmentalized in sixth grade, and there was a big elementary school that I went to. But he was the guy that came to class every day, and he started his lesson with a story, connected us to our learning. And then whenever we slacked off, and I had a tendency to do that on occasion, he had this incredible way of reeling us back in. And he had such a profound impact on me that when I graduated high school, I invited him. And again, I went to Levittown, New York, so a huge, huge school district. 4,000 in my high school. I invited him to my graduation, and he came. I got my bachelor's degree. I sent him a copy. He was so proud of me. I got my master's degree and told him I was going to be a principal. He sent me back a copy of his picture, and on it, you know, he said, congratulations, always knew you could do it. And then he put a note on there, but not as an administrator. He didn't like administrators. I didn't realize that at the time, because he was such an unconventional teacher. And I got my doctorate, I sent it to him, and he always sent back the congratulatory note. So, you know, he's been gone for a number of years, but I'll never forget how he convinced me that being a teacher was really where the money was, and money not in a dollar and cent sense, but in a making a difference in society sense. And I know that he would be, even though he didn't like administrators, I think he would be pretty impressed with what I've been able to do with my career.
Wow. So I can't have a better transition into the student question of the week. The student question comes from Grace. She's a sophomore at Lincoln Southeast High School.
Hi, my name is Grace Nelson. I'm a 10th grader at Lincoln Southeast. And my question is, what was the thing you liked most about the school system you grew up in?
So tell us where the school system was that you grew up in.
Levittown, Long Island, New York. Okay. MacArthur High School.
Okay.
Big high school. Our middle school, or junior high at the time, was right across the street. What I liked about MacArthur High School was that there were so many choices and so many different teachers in content areas that I was able to pick and choose, you know, who I wanted for 10th grade English or 11th grade English, wow, assuming that there was room. And I was able to kind of, without knowing I was doing it at the time, not find the easiest teacher, which I know a lot of my friends were seeking, but to find a teacher that was going to engage me the most. And there might be three choices of an English class or a science class. And so I had really good teachers in high school, and I'm afraid that if I didn't, I might not have done as well as I did. And I didn't do overly well because sports was kind of my kind of connector when I was in high school.
So Nebraska Teacher Recognition Day is a time to thank teachers. Here's your chance to thank teachers.
I want to say thank you to our life teachers. I was at a school, middle school today, and I made it a point to say thank you for all that you do for our children. Thank you for being in Lincoln, Nebraska. And when I think about 2,000 new teachers in the last 5 years, on more than 60%, and we don't skip a beat with regard to standardized assessments and graduation rates and experiences that people describe to us, I give all the credit to what's happening in the classroom. You're changing lives every day. We average 92% of our students come to school every day. You know, we lost 3% on Monday when the weather was bad, and we thought we'd probably lose 10% or wouldn't come to school. The reality of it is our teachers are there because our kids want to be there, and our kids are there because they want to be around our teachers. So thank you for the difference that you're making in our teachers' lives. And thank you for committing to your work in Lincoln as way more than a job. It's a mission. And thank you for longevity. We have our teachers that come here and they stay. I like to think that's because we're a winning culture, but I also like to think that it's because you care so deeply about our children. We are winning the game when it comes to student outcomes. Thank you for that.
What a lovely way to end the program. Thank you, Dr. Joel. Thanks for tuning in today. Thank you to our community for continuing to support public education. Next week, Nebraska Teacher Recognition Day. Don't forget to thank a teacher. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Well, that was interesting with Dr. Joel and sitting down with Mary Kay Roth, our Director of Communication.
If you have any questions about some of that information that they were putting out, depending on how you're listening to us, if you're listening on your phone or your mobile device, there might be a link right in the notes that go along with this. Otherwise, if you go to lps.org/podcast, information there about the report regarding the focus programs and all of that is there, so you can kind of see what got told about that.
Great. Well, join us next week. That's all the time we have for today. Next week, we'll feature our thank you teachers. We'll get some reaction from the award winners, and we'll have some of the nomination letters.
That's tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks.